This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NB725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called The Power of Words. Our attitudes are contagious. If we're optimistic and upbeat, we'll spread optimism wherever we go. But if we fall prey to pessimism and doubt, our friends and loved ones will suffer right along with us. Are you fully aware of the power of your words? The words you speak and the tone in which those words are spoken have the power to lift others up or to bring them down. You have the power to be a source of encouragement to your loved ones, and they need that kind of encouragement. So remember the words of Lydia Marie Child, the author and social reformer who said, "An effort made for the happiness of others lifts us above ourselves," and then start lifting. The battle of the tongue is won not in the mouth, but in the heart. Annie Chapman. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We practice your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check, or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. So in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, we've covered several different things, and we were talking recently about evacuations, emergency situations, and so forth. And so we decided to go back and cover several different types of kits that we need to keep us safe and get us going if that's the case, which hopefully it's not, but you never know. Well, in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, I will start on page 40 and we'll go over a couple kits and then we'll continue with more next week. So, go kit types. Uses: if you're stuck in a vehicle, evacuation, earthquakes away from home. Tip: a go kit is a 3-day supply of essential items for survival and should be kept in your vehicle. Have one kit for each person that travels with you. Consider packing your go kit in a backpack or a roller bag if you are unable to carry a pack. Keep in mind that you may be walking a long distance to get back home or to safety if you happen to be away from home during a large-scale event such as the Cascadia Subduction Zone earthquake. Some suggested items are listed below. Every consumable item in this kit should last you for 3 days, so this is the go kit. Water, food, lightweight, no preparation needed. First aid supplies and prescription medications. Shelter building supplies. Flashlight or headlamp. Fire starting methods. Money in small denominations. Blanket or sleeping bag. Season appropriate clothing. Extra cell phone, battery charger. Fixed-blade knife, comfortable sturdy shoes, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, leather and latex gloves, poncho, whistle, NOAA radio, N95 mask, personal items, lip balm, hair tie, etc. The next suggestion is for the Bob bug out bag. Uses evacuation, hazmat, earthquake at home. Tip, the Bob, otherwise known as INCH, I'm never coming home bag, has larger quantities of supplies and is intended to be taken with you in the event that you cannot stay home. This bag should have everything you need to get you to your predetermined destination. It is important to have a very comfortable pack should you need to walk a long distance. Some suggested items are listed below. Sorry, my speaker's not working very good today. Make sure your pack fits properly by being fitted in an outdoor store. Food, water and supplies for purification, filtration, hygiene supplies, trash bag, extra prescription medication, extra pair of glasses, sunglasses, hairband, bandana, duct tape, fire starting methods, extra cell phone battery, charger, lip balm, first aid supplies, headlamp, extra batteries for any battery-powered gear, feminine hygiene products, maps of commonly traveled areas, multi-tool, fixed-blade knife, seasonal clothing and shoes, mirror or reflective item, sheltering items, tent, tarp and rope, etc., hand crank solar-powered radio, communication information, contact card, grab-and-go binder. That's the list that we talked about on page 39 last week. Tip, you may not always have your cell phone charged or available. Keep contact information written down in the event you would need to call from someone else's phone. A couple suggestions that I have, when it talks about maps, there are several places that you can pick up maps of the local area, probably Josephine County as well, but you can get those at the Chamber of Commerce, and I do know they have it at Bi-Mart. I'm not sure about the other stores. Also, when it talks about an extra cell phone battery or charger, I carry a small solar charger with me, so it's about 3x5, and I can plug my cell phone, and then I can also plug my radio in there as well, so I can keep both charged up. So if you ladies have any suggestions or ideas about that you'd like to share with other ladies, something that you've figured out, that would be great when I call on you.